Welcome to Late Night Net Mums with me, Annie O'Leary, editor of Net Mums.
And me, Carol Jurgensen Sheets, a psychotherapist and certified sex addiction therapist.
Together, we answer your most asked sex and relationship questions from the Net Mums Forum. Welcome everyone to the next episode of Late Night Net Mums. I hope this finds you all well and raring to go in the world, the deep and murky world of relationship problems. So obviously COVID is still with us. We may or may not still be in lockdowns, but even when you're not, I can tell that people are still feeling nervous about mingling, and therefore people are still feeling quite isolated, aren't they, Carol?
What's on my mind is, how can I help people to figure out what they need to do to increase stimulation? You know, Annie, we live in a society where we need constant stimulation. We have trained our brains to want thing after thing after thing after thing.
Yes.
So that's showing up in relationships right now.
Yeah, I read a really interesting article today actually on that, saying that I don't know if where they'd got the data from. I'm sorry, I should be able to quote it. But where it said that more and more people had begun affairs during lockdown. And for that reason, there was kind of a dopamine lack in their life. And so they were just desperately looking for something, anything to entertain them. As a therapist, have you found that?
Yes, I have found that. Actually, I work in the field of sexual addiction. And so I have a skewed population. These people already have difficulty with wanting more and more and more, and they show extra attention deficit in their own lives. And so that's when impulse control can become very problematic. And you know, the computer, the phone, our devices are gateways to looking for other things, inappropriate things, to, you know, make us feel better.
So what should we be doing instead?
Well, I'm a big believer in figuring out ways of finding healthy stimulation. And that might look at like taking on a new hobby, reading a new type of book, going new places outside where it's healthy. You know, finding things to do that will enrich your life, but not get you in trouble.
Right, let's jump into our first question of the day. And it's, yeah, I was kind of shocked by this. So let's hear it and then we'll chat, okay? I met my husband just over 2 years ago. Very early on, he confided in me he'd gone through an experimental phase previous to me. After a lifetime of straight sex, he sought out gay sex. He said at the time it was good, but he then returned to women. I felt at the time quite touched that he told me and been so open. I was the only one he'd told. He said he felt comfortable enough with me to share what was to him a very dark secret. I asked him a few times if he felt tempted to return to that life. I don't know how long it lasted, maybe months, but he was adamant it was just experimental. We married last year and he never stops telling me he loves me, that he will never leave me, and he's never been so happy. He becomes quite worried if I ever doubt him or tease him and continually hugs me or holds my hand. Call it a sixth sense or something just uneasy, I can't pinpoint, but his behaviour has changed in the last few months. We've had some not so great weekends, not helped by lockdown. I looked on his phone last night. I don't even know what I was looking for. I scrolled through some photos and found some screenshots of gay hookup sites and one of a message between him and a man arranging sex together. I put the number in my phone pretending to be him, and the man replied instantly saying, yes, it was good. The sex. I feel totally and utterly shocked and sick to my stomach. He's in complete denial and refusing to own up. He's been a geezer, one of the lads types of guys. He loves his football, if you get the picture. I've called him every name under the sun, throw my wedding ring back at him. Now I'm sitting in a cold, dark kitchen with no clue what to do next. He would die of shame if his family found out. I've threatened to tell them. I'm close to them and to their children. Has anyone ever been in this situation? Is there a way through it? I literally don't know how to deal with this. Carol, my heart breaks for her.
Yes, this is a difficult situation. You know, infidelity always is, but when it's same-sex infidelity, it can feel mind-boggling to have to deal with. So I can understand that she is totally devastated.
How common is this?
I don't know the research on how common it is. There's typically three types of same-sex interest.
Okay.
There are men that are gay, but they're in denial, and mm-hmm. they find it what we call ego dystonic. They don't want to believe it about themselves, and so they go on and live the heterosexual life, even though they're homosexual, but they get pulled into that world because they're not living their truth. That mm-hmm. could be his problem. Or he could be bisexual. And if he's bisexual, obviously he wants the heterosexual life, but there's the other part of him that still misses the experimentation and the relationship of bisexuality. Mm-hmm. And that requires a conscious choice or a woman who is willing to share him in both directions. Then the third type of scenario that this mm-hmm. could be is a man who has experimented sexually in so many ways in his past that he's actually on the down low. And being on the down low means that he's not homosexual, he's not bisexual, but he craves intermittently being with a man for the sexual satisfaction that it provides. And I work with a lot of these men, and they say, I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with another guy. I don't want to kiss him, but I do want to have sex with him.
I don't get that.
You don't get how that might be physically pleasurable for a man to be with somebody who knows what oral sex feels like or anal sex?
I get that, but I just don't get then why that person isn't just saying they're gay or bisexual.
Well, because they really are heterosexual and they want that lifestyle. It's only the sex that they crave. It's not being with the man. It is about the sex. And that's the differentiation.
This is very complex. So what the hell should this woman do?
Well, first of all, it looked like they had a really good relationship. And yet there were some red flags for me in that when she teased him, he wouldn't like it. And he was checking in on her. She was checking in on him. Mm. Now, I understand that when you have an honest relationship with somebody and they have indicated that they've had those experiences in the past, it can leave some major self-doubt. So I do understand why they'd be checking in with each other. But they're going to need to have some very frank discussions and decide what the boundaries are, because she had enough reason to doubt him and to check on him and found absolute evidence, which he continues to deny. So they've got a bigger problem, and that's honesty in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And they need to go to somebody who is an expert on sexuality. A normal counselor will not be able to help this couple.
Yes, you're right. They need specialist help. Where do you get specialist help on this kind of issue?
We want him to be able to go to somebody who can really help him explore who he is and how he wants to proceed. Because the truth of the matter is, sexuality is on a continuum. Mm-hmm. And you've got heterosexuality to the right. You've got homosexuality to the left. You've got bisexuality to the middle, and we all fall somewhere on that line. And it's not uncommon for men and women to fall to the right of bisexuality or the left of bisexuality, which means they really, if given permission, might explore their sexualities in all sorts of different ways. But because family values don't talk about this and typically frown on it, we don't experiment before we get married or in a relationship. And that means when we do, we keep it in a dishonest state. We don't get honest with our partner and we don't get honest with ourselves. Now,
well, yeah.
The other description that I gave you, man being on the down low, that is an issue around sex that is probably compulsive. And that person should go to a sex addiction therapist to understand why he craves sex with a man if he is not bisexual or homosexual. There are some good experts in the field. If you put men on the low down or the down low, you will pull up a variety of people that have made it their mission and passion to help men and women who enjoy sex with same-sex people but don't want a relationship with them. And so they've got three avenues to figure out what's going on with this man, but it will require him being honest with himself because...
Well, I was going to say, because the issue here isn't necessarily just the sexuality stuff, is it? It's the fact that he's not admitted to it and that he's done it behind her back. It doesn't really matter who he was sleeping with behind her back. He shouldn't have been sleeping with anyone, should he?
No, absolutely. So I don't know if he's shame-filled because of who he is.
Right.
Or if he is hiding the lowdown because he knows that that's not what he should be pursuing, but he still has that need to meet that sexual part of himself.
So what would your advice to this woman be today? What should she do?
So what I would encourage her to do is to talk with him and be honest and share her feelings and share the fact that she's going to have to come up with some consequences to help them work through this. What does he think that he should do? And what are her consequences? You know, obviously, a natural consequence is that they go to counseling with an expert. But then she may choose to stop sleeping with him. You know, one of the things I think she had said was that she's even had sex with him since this encounter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's scary. Carry on.
So what she also needs to do is get an STD test. You know, the risk of any kind of sexually transmitted disease increases with same-sex, well, primarily men, same-sex sex. So she needs to make sure she's physically safe, and that has to come first. Then, on an emotional level, can she live with the fact that he's had these interests? Because now their relationship is going to be haunted with, can she trust him again? And that is a tough question, and she can't do that by herself. She really needs to find an expert who can get her to the place of making some really hard decisions about what her boundaries are going to be in this relationship.
I think it's important that we point out, actually, that even if you find your partner has been sleeping with somebody else not of the same sex, an important consideration should be going and getting yourself checked for STDs, shouldn't it, Carol?
Always, always, always. And unfortunately, too many women who find themselves in this experience, they say, you know, how do you know he's safe? And the man will say, I wore a condom. And then the woman will think, okay, I don't even want to think about this. I'm just going to leave it alone. But we are 100% responsible for our behaviors. And so she has an obligation to herself to keep herself safe, not just when she gets this test, but 6 months down the road when she needs another test to substantiate his truth. And that's if he's willing to be honest. You know, we don't know that he's going to be. So this really is a tough situation. It's going to depend on how much she can work through the trauma of partner betrayal.
And she's going to need help with that. That isn't the sort of thing you can do on your own, is it, Carol?
No, it is absolutely something you can't do on your own. She said she's sick to her stomach, and she really needs to have somebody to support her through this.
Okay, so our recommendation to her is to go and find some specialist support. She needs to look online. There will be someone near her who has experience of dealing with this, won't there, Carol?
Absolutely.
Google it. You will find someone near you who can offer you the right support. Right, on to our next question. And this one is interesting. It's come from a dad. And he says, 3 months ago, over a few days, I sent very inappropriate texts to another woman. I cheated. My wife found out. We've been together for years and we have beautiful children. Rightly, my wife has asked me to move out and currently says the marriage is definitely over as she can never trust me again. Despite what you all may think, I love my wife and my family completely and I'm desperate to make amends. I fully understand what I've done to my wife and family and obviously am full of regret and sadness. I hate what I've done. I've always considered myself one of the good guys, and as stupid as it sounds, I know I would never do anything like this again. I see my beautiful wife every day as we currently have the kids on alternate days, and I just want to put my arm around her. I recently started individual therapy. My issue stems from low self-esteem. I never wanted or will I ever want anything physical with anyone else. It was just about receiving attention and compliments. I'm trying everything to show how truly sorry and committed to her I am. I write her letters, give her flowers, do any jobs she needs around the house, etc. I sound ridiculous, but I just love her so much. I'm not here for sympathy. I just don't know what to do or how to show her that I can ever be trusted again. Oh, it's another sad one. Like, I half want to beat him up and I half feel really sad for him because he knows he's made a terrible mistake. Is this common, Carol? Do men who've cheated often say they kind of never really meant to do it?
Yes, that is absolutely common. I was sitting here thinking to myself, he talks about the fact that he needed words of affirmation and that he went other places to get that.
I know, and that made me feel like, oh, it just makes me think how weak, like, do people really need compliments and attention all the time?
So many people really do have self-esteem issues, and if they combine that with attention deficit disorder or impulse control disorder, they are ripe for acting out. Now, I do hear the remorse in his letter, and I also believe that they are separated and she is on her way out the door. So the fact that he wants to do things to perhaps captivate her again is a good goal, but the truth of the matter is it's probably too little, too late. Mm. You know, for some women, they absolutely are not going to give somebody a second chance. And as a result, and he's really going to have to work on himself, because if she is not willing to give him a second chance, he's going to hate himself even more for having made that mistake. It was a deadly mistake, but mm-hmm. it was a mistake. And I'm a believer in no matter what happens, you have to learn from those mistakes and move on. So he asked what he can do. One of the things he can do is be consistent with his wife, whether they're together, whether they're separated, or whether they're divorced.
The thing here is he shouldn't want to get better and sort his head out and sort his issues out just to win her back. He should be doing it because he wants to be a better person, right? He's a dad. Like, he's going to have to grow up and get real and not let people down if he's going to be a good dad, right?
Yes, and I think he came to the right place. NetMoms is a place that you can talk about your issues and get advice. And I don't know if you noticed, but the advice was you made a dastardly mistake and now you have to live with the consequences. And that is what he's doing. He may decide that he wants to work on himself, not only through counseling, but also from a 12-step group that helps men and women with self-esteem. And there are plenty of them that can help him do the hard work of looking at his character flaws and then being able to work through them, make those amends, even if she won't accept it, by talking with the sponsor about what those amends would be, and then giving back in ways of helping others who have these same problems. I mean, he may have to really, Annie, find a way to give back so that he can like himself again, because you can tell by his response, he is heartbroken and heartsick that he made that choice.
I know, the kind of the self-loathing oozes out of his writing, doesn't it? It's a really sad situation to be in. If someone's made a mistake like this, how far should they push it in trying to win the spouse back? Like you said, it doesn't sound like, I mean, this one's kicked him out and is saying it's over and she wants a divorce. do you take that as final, or do you try and win them back? When do you close the door and think, come on, I've got to move on now?
When she gives him the signs that she no longer wants that kind of interaction for the two of them, what he has to do is respect her boundaries right
yes.
now.
Yes, yes.
So he says he wants to put his arms around her and hold her, and he thinks she's so beautiful. But she will eventually, and maybe she's even doing it now, say, stop talking to me like that. There's nothing you can do. I don't want to hear that from you. And if she has those boundaries, he needs to respect them. If she's listening to him and she's looking sad and forlorn and crying and being upset, I believe he should continue to share his feelings, because truly some women need that separation and they need time to think, and they do become willing to try it again. But others know from the get-go that they won't accept infidelity in their relationship with their man.
So I guess he needs to communicate with her that he would like to try again very clearly. But if she says no, he has to respect that boundary and leave her alone, doesn't he?
Yes. And then he just has to be as helpful as he can be. And you read all those things he's doing, and he's certainly showing all five love languages that we've talked about on previous shows.
Yes.
You know, he's doing acts of service. He's helping around the house. He's bringing her gifts, which is another love language. He's telling her sweet things. That's words of affirmation. He wants that quality time, but it doesn't sound like he's getting that. And he's certainly not getting that physical touch. And so he needs to keep being a man of integrity, doing those things that will make her life easier, unless she says, you are not allowed to be in my life in the way that you're doing right now. And again, if she does, that comes first. He needs to abide by her boundaries.
Yes. If you were her, is there ever... He's framing this as a mistake, right? And he's saying, I 100% know I'll never do anything like this again, which kind of scares me a bit, because how can anyone ever say anything like that? But anyway, is there room for a second chance? Like, are there guys who can make a single mistake? Or is a mistake always a sign of a bigger problem that really needs dealing with?
Well, infidelity is always a sign of a bigger problem that needs to be addressed. But there are many, many, many couples that go through this and decide to work through the betrayal and live their life again. And it really depends on the individual makeup of both people, as well as their past history. What was their family of origin like? Did they experience infidelity between their mother and their father? You know, was there a divorce? Those kinds of things can greatly impact the desire and the motivation to experience this issue and work through it. My belief is, as a counselor, that yes, they can get through this if she decides that she's willing. But one person can't make that decision. One person can make a great deal of progress in a relationship, but not make that decision. It depends on the person who is cheated upon.
Yeah. The other thing I'm fascinated by with this is, you know, it's clearly there's a self-esteem issue, and we've talked about that. He says it was about receiving attention and compliments. If he was to come to you and say, I've done this terrible thing, please help me, I have an issue with, I just need more attention, more compliments, that's why I cheated. What would someone in your position do about that? How do you make someone less needy and so desperate for attention and compliments that they're willing to cheat on their partner to get it?
Yes, I would be doing exercises with him that explored, why does he need that external reinforcement? And I would be working with him on figuring out ways to give that to himself. I mean, we've talked about words of affirmation is a love language, and it's absolutely okay to need that from your spouse. But if you don't get it, or if it doesn't feel like it's enough, you have to give it to yourself. And Annie, doing good self-esteem work means that you have to do some things that really may seem like sitcom therapy. I mean, this is a man who might need to look in the mirror every day and say, you know, Thomas, I really love you. I love you despite all the mistakes that you've made. And do that repeatedly and look himself in the eye and start telling himself that he's worthy so that he becomes the man that he wants to be. You know, this is a man who may need to use reality affirmations. And reality affirmations start out with, even though, and that's the problem, even though I cheated on my wife after 3 years of marriage, what I know to be true is I love her and I want to be a better person and I'm working on that right now. So it's affirming the progress despite the problem. And he may have to do that several times a day for the next 3 to 5 years to begin to build that sense of self-esteem. You remember on a previous show, I asked you to come up with words that described your personality. And he may have to do that exercise too. He may have to decide there's so much self-loathing. He hates himself that he did this. He realizes the problem he caused. He wants her back. But if he can't improve that self-esteem, prognosis is poor because 10 years down the road, he'll look for those affirmations from somebody else again.
Yeah.
Harville Hendricks, who is a wonderful couples therapist, has written 2 books. They're actually books and workbooks where you can delve into your issues and what happened in your childhood that may have contributed to your problems. And he believes that abandonment and rejection on some level causes low self-esteem. Now, the 2 books are Keeping the Love You Want and Finding the Love You Deserve. And so people need to get those books if they are in a relationship and want to improve their self-esteem, or they are single and want to improve their self-esteem so that they don't do this to somebody. Harville Hendricks, and he was the developer of Imago Therapy, which is an incredible communication process that he developed to help couples to be more honest with each other.
Oh, this sounds fascinating. I'm surprised at the techniques you're saying that could work for building up self-esteem. They sound so basic and so simple. Is it really that easy to fix?
No, it takes a lot of self-esteem exercises. It takes trusting the relationship of your counselor or your coach. It takes regular meetings and investing in that time with somebody who's going to be neutral but also honest with you. And it takes lots of homework at home so that you are working the work and walking the talk and making yourself a better person by increasing your sense of confidence. Now, I know we may have listeners out there that says, he doesn't need confidence. Yeah. He's a bloke. He's horrible. He deserves to be punished. And the truth of the matter is, they have 2 children and he needs to be the best dad ever.
Exactly. And we also don't want him to do this to anyone else in future, do we?
Yes, exactly. We want him to make sure that he is the best person for himself and also for that relationship he may have in the future if he does not get back with his wife.
Yeah. I mean, it's so fascinating this. You can clearly see there's bigger issues at stake than, oh, a case of someone cheated, he's a bad guy. Because think about it. He's cheating to get attention and compliments. And then at the end of the day, ends up hating himself even more than he did before because he did something wrong. And if that whole cycle doesn't get stopped soon, it's just going to be this constant pattern, isn't it, of cheating to get someone to say they like you and pay you compliments, and then their self-loathing increasing every time. It sounds like a spiral. Can these things ever spiral out of control, Carol?
Absolutely. They can spiral out of control, and they can result in ongoing chronic depression and suicidal thinking and all sorts of things. The truth of the matter is, when they spiral out of control, what usually happens is a divorce occurs, and then he ends up with one of the women that he cheated on his wife with. And then they get into a relationship. And then there's that baggage of she doesn't really trust him because they cheated on his ex-wife. And so it's auto-exacerbating. It creates more mistrust, which feeds more self-loathing, which ends up hurting the relationship. And then they end up breaking up and he moves on and does it again.
Oh, I can't bear it. I can't bear it. Right, everyone, listen to Carol's advice. Please stop these spirals of awfulness that hurt so many people. I really wish this guy luck. And I'm really impressed, actually, that he says he started going to therapy. That's a good start. That's a bit of hope, isn't it, Carol?
Well, it sure is. And, you know, we've talked about it before. People have always had opportunities to cheat. But now with our devices, it makes it so accessible, affordable, and anonymous for a while that it really opens up a world that men and women have never had to face. And so that means they really need to increase their connection and their values and work through the temptations that are in their pocket and in their purse.
Yeah, I think what it shows, what all of these chats I'm having with you show, is that you really need to get to know yourself well before you even consider going into a relationship, don't you think?
100%. You nailed it.
Okay, everyone. That means we're giving you a task for the week before you come and listen to the next episode. You need to go away and figure out who you are. And if you can't answer that question, you shouldn't be in a relationship. Right.
I've got one more recommendation. If you're a woman, you can get the book Transformations, and that is a self-esteem journal that will take you through how do you get healthy so that you make good choices and you don't act out. If you're a man, there are over 100 blogs and YouTube videos on how to increase your sense of values and be the person that you've always wanted to be. There's self-esteem builders. There's builders around depression and anxiety and impulse control. So it's really a rich source for people to get the help they need for free.
I love that, Carol. I love that you've got all that going on there. Right, everyone, you've been told the help is there. Go get it. We'll see you next time. Thank you. That's all for this episode. Thanks for joining us. Remember, to get help and support from others like you on sex and relationship issues, please post in the Sex and Relationships board in the NetMums forum. To submit a question specifically for consideration on this podcast, head to the board marked Late Night NetMums in the NetMums forum. Everything said on this podcast is the opinion of the hosts and is for information and education purposes only. This podcast should not be considered as therapy or a substitute thereof. It is strongly recommended that you seek out expert guidance from a mental health or relationships professional to assist you with your own specific issues.